push me countrywide.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Biden administration spent the weekend grappling with the sudden collapse of Bashar Assad's regime in Syria. Assad has fled. He's been granted political asylum in Russia. The national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, tells ABC.
From our perspective, it is good that he is gone. But as President Biden said, there is risk and uncertainty about what comes next. There's an opportunity to build something better in Syria. But there is concern that terrorists, jihadists, and other people who do not have the United States' best interests at heart, to say the least, could take advantage of this.
President-elect Trump has selected Tulsi Gabbard to succeed Sullivan as Director of National Intelligence. She's been criticized for past support of Assad, but she begins meeting with lawmakers today. Music mogul Jay-Z added to an amended civil lawsuit that alleges he and Sean Diddy Combs sexually assaulted a 13-year-old girl in 2000. Jay-Z called the accusation so heinous in nature a criminal charge should have been filed. He denies wrongdoing. This is ABC News. The bells of Notre Dame rang over the weekend as the cathedral celebrated its first Sunday Mass in 5 years. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has the latest from Paris.
The Bishop of Paris knocking on the vast wooden doors, the bells resonating, choir back in full voice, and those doors officially reopened to this truly magical music. Notre Dame's 8,000-pipe organ restored and roaring once again.
In New York City, the search continues for the man who shot and killed the CEO of United Healthcare last week. And in court today, a bid by satirical news outlet The Onion to buy Alex Jones' InfoWars out of bankruptcy. A judge will decide whether the bankruptcy auction where The Onion was purchased, where The Onion purchased the platform, was run properly. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. Filling in for Austin Brume, I'm Joel Karnick, and we're brought to you by Marth Holler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. We're getting into the holiday spirit this week. Christmas card workshop being held at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. Sheila Miske will lead the class, creating three handmade watercolor Christmas cards this Wednesday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. The cost is $7. Please call ahead to RSVP at 715-339-7282. Class size limited, 339-7282. Chief Justice is reporting that courts are facing a judge and attorney shortage. Civic Media's Ann Krulatz has more.
Wisconsin's court system faces a case backlog and attorney shortage. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler raised both issues during her State of the Judiciary address this week. Ziegler said some counties have actually increased their backlog. The felony backlog currently stands at about 12,000 cases, which is a slight increase from where the courts were this time last year. Ziegler said a pool of reserve judges is helping address the backlog, but a shortage of attorneys contributes to that problem, particularly in rural counties. A 2021 state bar report found seven counties with no attorneys. Ziegler said access to justice is seriously compromised when members of the public who are exercising their constitutional right to be represented by counsel with an attorney cannot obtain one.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com or at civicmedia.us. And now a look at today's funeral notices. Patrick A. Campbell, 99, of Green Bay, passed away peacefully on December 3rd. Pat is survived by his 10 children, Kathleen Isham of Wanakee, by Joseph Campbell of Madison, by Dennis Campbell of Wausau, by Teresa Campbell of Madison, by Vicki Merrick of Chicago, Illinois, by Tim Campbell of Oak Creek, Wisconsin, Laura Campbell of Chicago, Illinois, by Connie Jordan of Green Bay, and by Mike Campbell of Libertyville, Illinois, and also by Tom Campbell of Mundelein, Illinois. Further survived by 20 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, and also survived by his sister, Mary Jo Koshak of Park Falls. A celebration of the remarkable life of Pat Campbell will be held at a later date to be announced. This has been the funeral notice for Patrick A. Campbell, 99, of Green Bay. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Adamus goes to the Giants. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball free agency underway over the weekend. Willy Adamas signed a 7-year deal with the San Francisco Giants worth $182 million, the largest contract in that team's history. Willy Adamas played 4 seasons with the Brewers, hitting 32 home runs, 21 stolen bases, and 112 RBI in his final season with the crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love the kid. I mean, this kid's a gamer. He comes to play every day. He's a good player, and he's a leader, and he loves the big situation.
NBA, Bucks beat the Nets 118-113 in Brooklyn. Doc Rivers.
You could feel it. Like, they had that stretch where they were about to get away from us, and I thought Giannis kind of took the game over for us. And that's what makes him so great. He sensed that. He stayed aggressive. He made the right plays in the same stretch. That's the Giannis we need.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Checking the local sports scoreboard from Friday boys basketball, first of all. Marathon edged Shawamigan. It was a thriller. Shawamigan led by 9 at halftime, but Marathon comes back for a 66-63 victory over Shawamigan. Junior Cooper Mikulski with 26 to lead the way for the Screaming Eagles. Quite a game Friday night. The Phillips boys topped Assumption 68-51. Other games from Friday night. Webster was a winner over Winter 80-35. It was Stratford topping the Prentice boys 68-66. Medford over Lakeland 73-57. And Northland Pines a winner over the Tomahawk boys 59-31. All that from Friday night. Girls action Friday night. Marathon topped Shawamigan 58-23. Assumption beat the Phillips Loggers 80-40. You had Ladysmith winning over Ashland 53-31. The Mellon girls top South Shore 41-39. The Butternut girls in another bizarre game of both teams had long stretches of not scoring, including Hurley not scoring in the last 10 minutes of the contest, and Butternut edges Hurley 28-27. The Webster girls, they beat Winter 62-31. Other games from Friday night had Stratford topping Prentice 44-26. Rib Lake a winner over Edgar 57-39. You had the Lakeland girls winning over Medford 74-45. And also on Friday night, the Tomahawk girls, they win over Northland Pines by a count of 42-39. Sports update brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Mostly cloudy and becoming breezy later this afternoon with a chance of light rain or snow showers later today. Our high in the mid-30s. The wind southwest at 5 to 15, gusting to 20 or 25 by late afternoon. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a lot colder. High of only 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34. 98 Q
Country. Man, dating's hard, too, when you're broke. Yeah, like I just got out of a pretty bad relationship. Because it was hard because I was broke and she had a lot of money. You know, she's very well off. I miss her. miss her a lot. No, I had to be smooth, though. Even though I was broke, I had to be smooth. I had to be clever. I had to figure it out. Like, one day for our first Christmas, right? I was like, hey, baby, you know what I'm saying? Every year for Christmas, I like to do bigger and better things. I like to outdo myself, you know what I'm saying? If I get you a car one year, I'm going to get you a bus the next year. Because I like going to that next level, you know what I'm saying? So, baby, for this first year, I'm not going to get you anything. Because I got to build, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to build.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You could try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots. The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lip, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. The auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Tell me, would it be alright if we just take a little rain check and stay right here? I'm sure we could find something to do. As a matter of fact, baby, why don't you grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine? Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your take it from there. Yeah, I can take it from there. I'm gonna put an old record on. Conway Twitty, yeah, girl, I'd love to lay you down. gonna stop loving you till the candle burns out. Oh, there it is, that little smile of yours. Come on, baby, what you waiting for? Grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. And that bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and darling, turn down those lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. I can take it from there. I can take it from there. Yeah.
The country you want.
I'm gonna be your ghost story.
From the artists you love.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Gotta be more than this. I need a little less hard time.
baby, from now on, need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna
Somebody's got a lot of explaining to do there. Garth Brooks, and IDAQ Country. Good Monday to you, Joel, here at the morning show. Are you ready? Are you ready to get this grown-up Christmas gift list giveaway going? I'm ready to get it going. Have fun with this. The keyword, four times a day. Four times a day, we'll give you keywords. And your only job is just to listen and text us the keyword. That's your job. And then you will be notified if you are a winner. The very first keyword is jolly, J-O-L-L-Y, jolly. So you text us that through the Civic Media app. If you have that on your phone, very easy. You tap on it, 98Q, text jolly, J-O-L-L-Y, boom, you're in. Nothing to it. If you don't have that Civic Media app on your phone, go to the App Store on your Android or iPhone. Download the Civic Media app. It's free. That'll give you access to all the Civic Media stations all across the state. You tap on 98Q, text, and jolly, and you got a shot. That entry automatically will put you in for the grand prize entries at the end of it all. We're giving away a couple of robot vacuums, humidifier, a couple of espresso machines, a snowblower, a couple of sets of luggage. And then certain hours, like this hour, you not only will qualify for that, but you're going to win $100 if you're the winner. Not too bad. So listen for keywords 7, 11, 1, and 4. We'll give you that much. We'll tell you the hours we're going to do it. 7, 11, 1, and 4. Keyword jolly. Good luck to you as we have a little fun in our grown-up gift list all across the Civic Media Radio Network. All right. Did you get anything done this weekend? Anything in preparation for the holidays? You still got 2 weekends before Christmas, so the pressure isn't quite on yet. So congratulations to you if you got something done. Watched a little NFL yesterday. Did a little bit of Christmas shopping. Actually, I'm probably farther ahead right now than I have been most years. Did a little Christmas shopping on Saturday. Yesterday, just kind of chilled out. Watched some football. National Football League. From top to bottom, teams are so even. From the worst to the best. It all comes down to just don't make any mistakes. Yeah, there's some teams that obviously have more talent than others. But when it comes down to it, penalties. Catch the ball when it's thrown to you. And try not to turn it over. Try to secure the ball. Those are three of the big things. If you can do those three things, if you can limit the penalties and limit the turnovers and just catch the ball when your teammate throws it to you, those three things will get you a long way in the National Football League, won't they? Because the bad teams commit a lot of penalties. Some of them are stupid penalties. Some of them are pre-snap penalties. I understand the pass interferences and even the holding, because sometimes the guy gets by somebody and they're headed, 350-pound guy is headed toward his quarterback and he's just going to reach out and say, you know what? I'm going to stop you from doing that and take the penalty. So some of the penalties are understandable. Other ones, the late hits, the pre-snaps, the illegal formations, all that comes down to discipline, coaching, whatever you want to put it on. But the good teams they make less mistakes. And they got 400-pound offensive linemen, too. That always helps, too. But again, the Kansas City Chiefs, when is the rabbit's foot going to wear off? When is the hair on the Chiefs' rabbit's foot going to finally wear thin? They're a good team. I mean, we all know they're a good team. But they banged one off the uprights at the buzzer last night to win. It looked like it was headed wide left, caught the upright, ricocheted through, and the Chiefs won. You figure that's going to run out eventually, right? Eventually, one of those, what are they, 12-1 now, 13-1, whatever they are. Eventually, that luck's going to run out. Did you see what happened to the Giants game yesterday? Giants are having a rough season. Somebody flew a banner over the Giants stadium, or close to it anyway. I'm not sure exactly what the proximity was. You would think it would be tough to fly a plane directly over a football stadium, but at Giant Stadium, somebody flew a banner or flew a copter over, and behind it was a banner, and the banner said "Dumpster Fire." a lot of thought went into that, because when you're gonna invest that much money in a banner, And you know you're going over a football game. It's just like, you know, a lot of thought. Either too much thought or absolutely no thought went into it. There's nothing in between there. Just some guy at the end of a bar said, "Hey, why don't we do this? Dumpster fire. I love it. They dumped Daniel Jones off on the Vikings. He was on the sideline yesterday. How do you explain Sam Darnold to anyone who asks you what makes a good NFL quarterback? How do you explain Sam Darnold to them? Whatever it may be. 6 years, he was one of the worst quarterbacks, if not the worst, in the NFL. And now this year, he's not going to be the MVP of the league, but he had 5 touchdowns yesterday. And he did very well. Let's see. The Lions, of course, they played the Packers. The Bears. I don't know. Just when you want to say that Caleb Williams is, you know, he's going to be fine. He's going to be a really good quarterback. Then a game like yesterday happens where, what did the Bears have, 2 yards at halftime? And I know he doesn't have a great team around him, but it's not that bad. It's not bad. He's inconsistent at best. When he's really good, he's really good. Can he do it without running, though? Can he throw the ball? Because you can do short-term things. You can do the Cam Newton thing, and you can have a year or two where you do very well in the league because you can run. But as a quarterback, that doesn't end well. It just doesn't end well. Running quarterbacks just don't last very long. You might get a year or two. You might even get a Super Bowl out of it. But the question is, can Caleb Williams drop back and consistently throw a pass somewhat accurately? That is a good question. Kirk Cousins looked pretty rough yesterday. If you watch that Viking game, he can't move. I mean, he will not leave the pocket. He will not run the ball. He did, I think, once yesterday actually run. It wasn't voluntary. I think he's hurt. And the investment that the Atlanta Falcons made in Kirk Cousins, $90 million guaranteed and a 4-year contract, might go down as one of the worst decisions ever made. One of the worst financial decisions. Coming off an Achilles injury. He's when he has time to throw, but most NFL quarterbacks, if you give most NFL quarterbacks time to throw the ball, they're good enough, they have a strong enough arm, and they're gonna find somebody. And that's all Kirk Cousins has. He can't move. He can't move left. He can't move right. He can't run forward. And they got $150 million invested in him over a 4-year span. Not going to be a good ending for the Atlanta Falcons. Vikings looked like geniuses yesterday when they decided, just the fact that they decided they didn't need to spend that much on a quarterback. Absolute genius work. Maybe that'll, will that wipe out the Herschel Walker bad decision from many years ago? No, that won't quite. not good enough. You need something. All right. You need something else to balance out the Herschel Walker thing from many years ago. So you got the Lions now sitting at 12-1. The Vikings at 11-2, and the Packers at 9-4 in the division. So the Packers are not going to win the division. Wild card at best, and probably a 6th seed at best. Vikings still got a shot. There is a scenario. If the Vikings, I looked at the playoff machine. I love the playoff machine. I could sit there and play with the playoff machine on ESPN all day long. I put in all kinds of different things, and as far as I can tell, the Vikings could win their final 4 games of the year and be 15-2, including beating the Lions the last game of the year, and still be the 5 seed and be on the road in the playoffs. That'd be very Viking-like. So it could happen. If the Lions went out and go into that last game, a game ahead of the Vikings, and the Vikings beat them, doesn't matter. From what I can tell, the Lions have the tiebreaker. But the Lions got the Bills coming up this week. So Lions control their own destiny. And I don't even think they have to win that last game of the year, from what I can tell. There may be a couple variables in there that I missed, because the tiebreaker, they go into the tie. Don't even get me started on the tiebreakers. head-to-head and then division record and then common opponents and then who had the more expensive lunch. I don't know what the... There's like a list of 20 tiebreakers, and once you get down a little bit lower, you're just like, I don't know. I don't know how all that works. So at least you're not a Giants fan. you're not a Bears. Just the Bears. The Bears fans think they have a quarterback, but then yesterday happens, and then they're like, we're a long ways away. That was a rough one. What else here? Oh, I have a tip for you over the holiday season. If you like football, if you've enjoyed maybe you're old long enough of tooth where you remember the old glory days of the Packers from whenever, I encourage you at some point, you can find a little piece, get a headset, get something over your ears or an earbud or whatever, go on YouTube, preferably on a computer, but you can do it on your phone, computer, bigger screens better, or on TV even. Oh, TV's wonderful. 50-inch TV. And watch old football games. You can go into YouTube and you can just like search Green Bay Packers 1960s or 70s. I guarantee you, you'll find at least one or two games, probably the entire full game, that you can watch. If I told you that you could watch the Green Bay Packers play a game in the 1960s on your TV right now, a lot of you would say, you can't do that, Joel. let me tell you something right now. You can. I'm in YouTube, and I just put Green Bay Packers 1960s in there, and there's all the compilations in there of different things, but there are a couple of full games, I believe. 1962 Packer highlights. Oh, there's some good stuff in there. If you like that old stuff, they even colorized some of it, too. They didn't need to do that. They could have left it black and white. But if you want to relive some of the glory days of football, maybe some of the not-so-glory days, but there's a lot of vintage football games on YouTube, and I get a kick out of going in there and just kind of watching and remembering some of the players that we forgot about. Put it on your... It's my Christmas gift to you. You're welcome. 7:38, let's get your twice an hour news and sports update right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Biden administration spent the weekend grappling with the sudden collapse of Bashar Assad's regime in Syria. Assad has fled. He's been granted political asylum in Russia. The national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, tells ABC.
From our perspective, it is good that he is gone. But as President Biden said, there is risk and uncertainty about what comes next. There's an opportunity to build something better in Syria. But there is concern that terrorists, jihadists, and other people who do not have the United States' best interests at heart, to say the least, could take advantage of this.
President-elect Trump has selected Tulsi Gabbard to succeed Sullivan as Director of National Intelligence. She's been criticized for past support of Assad, but she begins meeting with lawmakers today. Music mogul Jay-Z added to an amended civil lawsuit that alleges he and Sean Diddy Combs sexually assaulted a 13-year-old girl in 2000. Jay-Z called the accusation so heinous in nature a criminal charge should have been filed. He denies wrongdoing. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, filling in for Austin Brume. I'm Joel Karnick. The tradition continues this weekend. It's the annual Park Falls Lions Club Radio Auction this Saturday, December 14th from 1 to 5. You can go to the American Legion Hall in Park Falls at 1 o'clock. All the items are there. All the bidding will take place there with boards closing every half hour. You can also listen right here to 98Q and bid on items that day. There's hundreds of items, so you can call or stop in. That's this Saturday. We'll have it live on the air. Park Falls Lions Radio Auction, Saturday, December 14th, 1 to 5 at the Park Falls American Legion. Have you ever heard of or thought of joint replacement? Melissa Kay has more.
Joint replacement has become a more common surgery to reduce pain and improve mobility. Some question if age is a limiting factor. Joe Miller, DO, an orthopedic surgeon with Aspirus Health, says there is no age too young or too old for joint replacement.
It's really more of what your life expectations are and needs and your level of disease.
Dr. Miller said having a new joint can be life-changing. Reducing pain and allowing more freedom of movement could allow someone to retain their independence rather than needing constant assistance.
Deciding if somebody is appropriate for surgery has multiple different levels. Level of pain. We use x-rays to determine your level of disease and severity, but also your overall physical health and ability to go through a fairly large surgery safely.
He said one of the biggest concerns is a patient's ability to take care of themselves after surgery.
You may need a little bit of help in the first few days around your house just to prevent falls.
If you're considering the procedure to restore your quality of life by reducing pain and increasing mobility, you should start by talking with your healthcare provider.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com or at civicmedia.us.
Adamas goes to the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball free agency underway over the weekend. Willie Adamas signed a 7-year deal with the San Francisco Giants worth $182 million, the largest contract in that team's history. Willie Adamas played 4 seasons with the Brewers, hitting 32 home runs, 21 stolen bases, and 112 RBI in his final season with the crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love the kid. I mean, this kid's a gamer. He comes to play every day. Good player, and he's a leader, and he loves the big situation.
NBA, Bucks beat the Nets 118-113 in Brooklyn. Doc Rivers.
You could feel it. Like, they had that stretch where they were about to get away from us, and I thought Giannis kind of took the game over for us. And that's what makes him so great. He sensed that. He stayed aggressive. He made the right plays in the same stretch. That's the Giannis we need.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Checking the local scoreboard from the weekend. Girls basketball from Friday. Marathon tops Shawamigan 58-23. Assumption tops the Loggers of Phillips 80-40. Also, it was Ashland falling to Ladysmith 53-31. The Mellon girls had South Shore 41-39. The Butternut girls held Hurley scoreless for about the last 10 minutes of the contest, and they edged Hurley 28-27 on Friday night. It was Webster topping Winter 62-31. The Stratford girls beat Prentice 40-26. Rib Lake gets a win over Edgar 57-39. The Lakeland girls topped Medford 74-45. And the Tomahawk girls edged Northland Pines 42-39. All that in girls action. On the boys' side, Marathon overcame a 39-30 halftime deficit to edge Shawamigan boys 66-63 on Friday night. Phillips topped Assumption 68-51. The Webster boys win over Winter 80-35. Stratford tops Prentice 68-66. Medford beats Lakeland 73-57. And the Northland Pines boys beat Tomahawk on Friday night 59-31. We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, we have some very exciting news. I heard that the cars are back for good at Wheelway. Is that right?
They're back, but they're going to move quickly.
Move quickly, but by popular demand, people have asked you guys to keep them there. But the Arctic Blast Sale going on right now, you went out and handpicked some really nice vehicles for this sale.
Hey, you know what? We got 2024s, 2023s, all the way down to 2015. They're all low miles, under 30,000 miles they start off. We have payments as low as $99 a month. There's no better time right now to come and get a vehicle.
It's an Arctic Blast, but there's sizzling prices on these vehicles. And you can take care of all the financing and everything right there too, right?
Absolutely. Interest rates are fortunately keep going down. That means you get more purchasing power. There's no better time to get a better vehicle, a reliable, roadworthy vehicle for the wintertime right now before rates start going back up. Can't make it and go on wheelwayautos.com. You'll be blown away of the inventory that we got here.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Insulate your home and start saving on energy costs with Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation Panels. They're moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used anywhere, even underground. They're available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Get a 2x2 project panel today for only $4.99. Sale price good through December 15th. Plus, check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Hard to believe that Christmas is only a couple of weeks away, right? But there's still plenty of time to find incredible gift deals because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take an extra 30% off, just like friends and family can. That's 30% off the best holiday gifts, 30% off the best designer brands, 30% off what's trending right now. It's just this week, it's just what you were looking for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy and becoming breezy later this afternoon with a chance of light rain or snow showers later today. Our high in the mid-30s. The wind southwest at 5 to 15, gusting to 20 or 25 by late afternoon. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a lot colder. High of only 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Well, the grown-up gift list contest, text to win, is on. Keyword for this hour, jolly. You have until 8 o'clock to get that to us through the Civic Media app. J-O-L-L-Y, jolly, our keyword, our grown-up gift list of the Civic Media Network at 98 Q Country.
You're a crack at dawn, Monday morning coffee, strong corn, everything you got into a paycheck Friday night. You're a power stroke, diesel, backhoe riding, king of fears, 18-wheeler driving, living life in between the lines of clocking in and quitting time. But then the six-string circus comes to town. We hang them speakers over the crowd. When the lights come on, everybody screaming, lighters in the sky, and everybody singing every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight. From the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we throw, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on. You're a little shy thing with a wild side. On a night like this, you just can't hide, cause it's time to live it up. So come on and raise your cup. If we talk about memories, yeah, we're gonna make up. Talk about rules, you know we're gonna break up. When the lights come on, everybody screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody singing every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we throw, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on. Yeah, we all the same, cause we thinking the same thing. We on the same page, cause we sipping the same drink. Something to thank y'all for showing up. Al Dean and the boys are about to blow it up. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we're through, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on, the buzz blowing it up, it's going all night long. When the lights come on.
I'ma need some whiskey glasses.
Or getting ready to party.
And there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
States jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run,
See is you're gone and you left me here with
Parker McCollum at 98Q Country. Keyword jolly. You got a couple, you got 2 minutes, J-O-L-L-Y, to get it to us.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and and presents under the tree. Well, Christmas Eve